Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Jane.
And this is Jeff Jane. We want to welcome you to another edition of Snap Training.
And today we're going to talk about how to talk to your loved one who is in treatment.
One of the first rules is to keep those phone conversations short. They should normally be less than 5 minutes. You want to make sure that their focus stays on the treatment professionals, the treatment process, and interactions with their therapeutic group.
The other thing is oftentimes families will come up with questions such as, oh, so how do you like the food? Or do you like your roommate? And these are questions that invite the alcoholic or addict to offer negative responses, like the food here is terrible, or I'm not sure about my roommate. He's a heroin addict. I'm not that bad. And part of the problem with this is that the alcoholic's brain, it's so affected and it's very malcontent. So of course, it's trying to see the worst in everything. So we don't want to open the door to that. But even more importantly, is the phenomena of cravings. And your alcoholic or addict is going to say, oh, I'm having this terrible craving. I want to leave treatment because, you know, I want to use or I want to drink. But they will use dissatisfaction with the treatment center, with the food, with their roommate, with their counselor, all sorts of things that they're inflating as a reason to leave treatment. So if you start asking these kinds of questions, how do you like your counselor? Oftentimes, you may be getting a negative answer, and it doesn't have anything to do with reality. It's about wanting to leave treatment.
It's so much more important to stay in the positive, to reinforce the pride that you feel in them for being in treatment and giving them that real pep talk. Also, you want to avoid bringing problems from outside of treatment, problems in the home, to the alcoholic who's in treatment. It just creates crisis and will allow them to defocus from the treatment process. So you don't want to bring up problems like bills and other family or home life issues, because again, it will really take them off track unless it's vitally necessary for some unknown reason.
And so if it is vitally necessary, then there's a red light, yellow light, green light protocol that you can follow. Red light is, this may be a meaningful problem, but there's nothing my loved one can do about it in treatment right now. So if I bring it to them, it's just going to create a crisis, and the counseling staff and your loved one are going to be engaged in dealing with this crisis rather than working on recovery. So it steals away the time for recovery. A yellow light is, you just don't know. I mean, should I be talking to him about this? Should I be talking to her about this or not? Yellow light says, we have more time. Let's sit back and think about it. Green light is, yes, this is very important. And this is something my loved one needs to know about right now. So that could be perhaps a death in the family. But regardless of what the colored light is, what we urge you to do is first talk to their counselor. So I would say any kind of problem would be a red light for your loved one, but a green light for the counselor. So you can go to the counselor and the counselor can say, yes, this is something we need to deal with right now. And as a therapeutic team, we're going to deal with it with your loved one. Or this is still a red light issue. It's something that's important, but your loved one can't do anything about it right now. We can't do anything about it right now. But what we're going to do is build it into their aftercare plan so they get the right support or the right help once they leave treatment.
So the take-home message is keep it positive. Your loved one is going through a difficult time being in treatment, and you want to be sympathetic with that. But keep it brief, keep it on the upswing, and keep external problems out of the process.
So what we want to leave you with is this. If your loved one brings up any problem to you about treatment, your go-to response is this. Number one, that sounds like something you should bring to your counselor. Or number two, I think that's something you need to bring to your group in group therapy. Those are the appropriate responses. And quite honestly, your loved one's going to think, oh, how did my family member get so smart that they're refocusing me back to treatment rather than trying to manage my problems from home?
And that's about it. Just remember, keep it one day at a time. And that's all for today.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.